Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Both the House and Senate now have approved their budget, which paves the way for moving a tax reform bill through the House and then through the Senate with a simple majority. So we'll be watching closely as the House unveils their version later this week to make sure that the priorities for U.S. agriculture are included and represented in that package. We expect whatever is unveiled will certainly have to be modified as the process moves forward, but at this point, leadership in Congress have laid out a very aggressive timeline to try to move this tax reform bill through Congress by the end of this calendar year.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
These include several undersecretaries at USDA that are still not in place. It also includes the chief agricultural negotiator at the U.S. Trade Representative's office. That's Greg Dowd, who has moved through the committee process and is now waiting for a full vote in the Senate to be confirmed to that post, and we're hopeful that will happen in the next week or two.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As far as the 2018 Farm Bill development, there continues to be a lot of work occurring at the committee level in both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees. However, it looks increasingly likely that any committee activity and floor action on the next Farm Bill will not occur until early 2018. There had been some discussion that the House might try to move their version of the Farm Bill by the end of this calendar year, but again, at this time, given the other major issues that Congress needs to deal with and just the amount of legislative days available, it appears that the House will not move on their bill until sometime in early 2018, probably the first quarter of the year. And then we would expect the Senate Ag Committee to move sometime by summer their version of the bill, again with the goal of trying to have a new farm bill in place by the end of 2018.